This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Welcome, everybody. Now, we've talked a lot about Jeffrey Epstein. He's going to be in the news for a while because now the conspiracy theorists are no longer conspiracy theorists, and we want to get to the bottom of it. A.G. Barr wants to get to the bottom of it. It's funny, there was an article about Epstein, and we'll get into it here in just a second. There's an article about him and about his phone calls and about all other evidence that he's got against other people, and I swear, Donald Trump is nowhere in the article, but in the link on the URL, you know, where you would go to read the article, they've got Bill Clinton, Donald Trump. Like, Epstein's phone records, Bill Clinton, Donald Trump. And Donald Trump is nowhere to be found. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. KJRadio.com. Epstein's like the Kardashians at one point, where I just had to talk about him. Every day, every week, something was going to happen with the Kardashians, and so we had a Kardashian update. It's like Chicago shootings after the weekend on Monday, you almost had to talk about them. During the time of Obama, it was like job losses that were reported that week. You almost had to talk about it. You know, things like that. But now, Epstein's going to be it for a while. But trust me when I tell you, there's still a lot of other undercurrent stuff that the Democrats don't want to talk about. They don't want to talk about Epstein. That's why they whacked him. Yeah. And they don't want to talk about the Mueller investigation. They don't want to talk about all the things that are going to come out about James Comey and all these other folks. That what's brewing with the Clinton Foundation and that investigation and on and on. They certainly don't want to talk about Bill Clinton and Epstein. Donald Trump, the president, brought it up and said, Clinton says he made 4 trips on the Lolita Express, and it turns out he made 26. What's that about? They're cleverly right now trying to figure out how to tie Epstein to Donald Trump, and I'm gonna save them some time. I'm going to save you Democrat dummies some time. Forget about it. Might as well, again, reconstitute Russian collusion and Bob Mueller. Wasn't he your great white hope to get rid of Trump? If you think Epstein's going to get rid of Trump, you're just as delusional. And here's the good news for conservatives. Everything they're doing is influencing Democrats to come over. Everything they're doing. Every single day, Democrats wake up. Every single day, some of them get so demoralized, they say, I'm not even bothering to vote. You don't have to do a thing. There's no voter suppression. There's just Democrats going, man, I'm sick of it. Many of them now are beginning to see Donald Trump as the truth teller and the media and other leftists as the big fat liars. Love it. But now that Jeffrey Epstein's been whacked, he is fair game. So the media now can tell us he's a pedophile. Here's what Fox News said. Epstein made no apologies for having sex with underage children. Jeffrey Epstein, the mysterious money man and pedophile found dead in the federal prison cell early Saturday, gave a chilling interview a year before his death in which he called laws against men having sex with teen girls a cultural aberration. This is a New York Times interview, folks. Epstein was accused of forcing underage females into liaisons with him and his rich and powerful friends, was unapologetic and defiant to the end in his beliefs on men sleeping with girls, according to New York Times journalist James Stewart. Now, what I want you to understand is everybody surrounding Epstein knew exactly who he was. That's why Donald Trump wrote him off. But that's why many people like Bill Clinton said, I want to be your friend. James Stewart, New York Times columnist. Here's what he said. He said that criminalizing sex with teenage girls was a cultural aberration, and at times in history it was perfectly acceptable. He pointed out that homosexuality had long been considered a crime and was still punishable by death in some parts of the world. So make no mistake about it. Epstein sees nothing wrong with sleeping with teenage girls. He's well known for it. Well-known leftist Democrat Harvey Weinstein, the same way they knew, I'm talking about the left, they knew both of these guys did what they did, and nobody said a word. I want you to understand what you're dealing with when you're dealing with the left. What would you say if you had a friend and he was 45 years old, and this Epstein's 60-something years old, whatever, and at the age of 45, you find out this guy likes teenage girls a little too much. I'm talking about, he'll see a 16-year-old girl and be like, ooh, you know the look. You know when people get fixated on something. What would you do? What would you do to your friend? Let me tell you what I would do. Guys, I'm not going to put you on the spot, radio people listening to the Kevin Jackson Show. But here's what I'd do. I'd say, man, you got a problem. I'd say, you got a problem with young girls that you better get fixed, because if you indulge that, you are going to ruin your life. And I'm telling you, I'm witnessing, I haven't seen you do anything wrong per se, but the minute you cross that line, you are going to be in big trouble with all the people around you that maybe care about you right now that won't care about you as much when you do that, because you are talking about our kids and grandkids. You know, when I'm talking about, if he was 45, if you're 45 and you're looking at a 16-year-old girl as a target, you got a problem. Because that could be your granddaughter. Right? It could be your daughter. Well, certainly could be your daughter. For black folks, it could be our granddaughters. But it could be your daughter or your granddaughter. You got a problem. And I would warn him and say, you need to consider the life consequences of any decisions like that, and I would start to get help, because your mind is not wired right. I'm not going to judge you at this point, except to tell you that your mind is not wired right, and you need to go get right. That's what I would say. And if he crossed that line, it would be bad news. Bad news. But anyway, these Democrats know. They knew what Weinstein was doing. Nobody went to Weinstein and said, man, look, I get it. You're a director. You're a powerful guy. But you can't keep doing this. This is going to catch up with you. Women were helping this guy. They were pimping for him. The same with Epstein. Women were pimping for Epstein. Leftist women. Powerful women. Me Too movement kind of women. So when they tell you whatever they tell you, oh, Me Too, whatever, disregard. Disregard. Disingenuous lying skanks is what they are. We're going to talk more about Epstein, because I couldn't believe they let him get away with it either.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community.
So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
So you're listening to Kevin Jackson. I'm talking about this story written by a guy from the New York Times. This guy's named James Stewart. And he's now spilling the beans on Epstein in an interview he did back in 2018. And here's, it says, Stewart spoke with Epstein at his Manhattan townhouse, at Epstein's Manhattan townhouse, a year before he reportedly killed himself inside of the cell. He says, while the interview was on background, meaning he wasn't going to air it, he says, Stewart states that he believes the conditions set by Epstein lapsed due to his death. So Epstein said, I'll tell you what's going on with me, but you can't print it. But now he says, well, I can print it now because he's dead. Stewart recalled that when he showed up at Epstein's residence, he was greeted by a young girl with blonde hair and an Eastern European accent. I can't say how old she was, but my guess would be late teens or perhaps 20. Given Mr. Epstein's past, this struck me as far too close to the line, he wrote. Stewart recounted Epstein showing him photos of famous and powerful pals, including Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, director Woody Allen, and President Bill Clinton. Although Stewart found it strange that Epstein would display photos of men famous for their own sex scandals, Epstein told a reporter that his own notoriety seemed to make other men willing to confide in him their own secrets. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. As I've told you guys before, I have no morbid curiosity about Epstein. The only thing I want to point out is the world of leftism. That there are people out there who don't care what, as long as they get what they want, they will indulge themselves. And there is nothing you can do. There's nothing you can say. Epstein was never going to be repentant, even though he was under indictment. He'd been, charged with this crime. He got it thrown out because of knowing people in high places, which should make you afraid for your life, because these are the very people that he has pictures with, that he's got information on to blackmail, and he was able to get away with this because people let him, and powerful people want to do what he does. He has lured men into having sex with these teenage girls because he made it easy. He made people lose their minds, as my grandmother would say, lose their religions. And he was never repentant about it. This was an interview that happened a year before he died. And it wasn't going to get published until after he died or whatever the circumstances were. But he, even under being looked at by the FBI, this guy's like, I don't care. This is the way the society should work. And trust me. By the way, a guy sent me a note. He's an Asian dude that listens to the program. He says, Kevin, it's Nexium. That group that I told you, that pedophile group that's out of Hollywood, it's called Nexium. N-V-I-X-M or something like that, or N-X-V-I-M or whatever it is, but it's pronounced Nexium. And they're the group of pedophiles out of Hollywood. And they're unrepentant. The NAMLA, North American Men Boy Love Association. Bunch of leftist weirdos. And instead of looking at themselves and saying, I know that's not right, they just indulge it. They say, no, I'm going to make myself a group of people who will allow this to happen, who don't care. I'm just going to have a group of folks, and we're going to do this whether you like it or not. And then we're going to normalize it. That's what Hollywood does. That's what the entertainment industry does. That's what leftism does. It says, whatever weird thing you've got, normalize it. Don't fight it. Don't understand that you are failed as a human being, and you can understand what your issue is and go and fix it. For example, if you're a liar, they say, well, come join Liars Group. Don't go to Liars Anonymous. No, don't go do that. Just be a liar, accept that you're a liar, and come join this group. And oh, by the way, form a charity that says you're going to help liars. You know, they always do that. They form the charity. I'm going to form a charity to help young boys and girls get off the street and find forever families and do blah, blah, blah. And they don't care. They really don't. They're forming the charity so they can indulge themselves. When conservatives form charities, it's because it's near and dear to us. We've lived part of it. Well, I have a charity that helps family, siblings stay together. Why? Because my brother and I stayed together. I didn't even realize that's what we had done until we were in the midst of it. And I went, wow. But we formed that charity because I knew how important it was to keep kids together in the event of some tragic thing that happens with their parents. But it isn't because I'm a pedophile looking to get kids. But a Democrat, they would go, it's better to get them as a family. You can get all of them together. But ooh, you got some real sex parties, you know. These people are crazy. That's what they do. He says, this guy goes on to talk about his meeting with Epstein. He says, the overriding impression I took from our roughly 90-minute conversation was that Mr. Epstein knew an astonishing number of rich, famous, and powerful people and had photos to prove it. Let me tell you, if Epstein took a picture with you, And you were at his home. Cause there are people that, you could say, well, Kevin, you're in a lot of pictures. I am. People come up to me all the time. I was playing golf the other day and a couple goes, can we get a picture with you? Okay. I don't get it. So you can't control that. But some of the ones that he's kept and some of the ones that are in his house, Jeffrey Epstein knows exactly what their peccadilloes are. And as I've told many of you, I said, the people on the left who have crazy amounts of money, they have the craziest sexual deviancies that you can even imagine. You couldn't even, unless somebody told you that something existed, and I hope you never find out, because I'm telling you, these people are freakazoids. But you don't even want to know. So don't go looking for the research, but you'd be shocked at the things that these people are into. There's just, they reach a point where nothing can satisfy them. And the more exotic, the more freaky it is, the better. So stay away. You remember that movie Taken, where they take these girls and then these guys would bid on them. They'd bid on them, and, you know, she's a blonde, she's 6 foot, she's whatever, and they put them out like a car, like the Mecum car auction, and bid on them, and then do the most degrading thing. I mean, like I said, the Kama Sutra looks like a Boy Scout manual compared to what these people do. That's what they do. And Epstein is among those folks, those types of people. That's what he's about. But it's not just Epstein. Epstein is only a symptom of the problem. Weinstein is only a symptom of what goes in Hollywood. The reason why that man was killed is because the powerful people that knew what he had on them, he had to die. And we're going to get into it a bit more, his phone logs and his diaries and things like that. And I'll validate many of the things I've said about how these people operate a little bit later in the broadcast. So, again, I come back to you. New York Times doesn't want to air what's going on. People around Epstein, high people, powerful people, would never say a word about this man. You wonder how he made his money. That's questionable. You're getting it, folks. This is how leftism works. Jeffrey Epstein.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Message and data rates may apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, this may be the last time you ever have to worry about hair loss. Because Bosley is the real deal. They're giving women and men their hair back permanently. Their real hair. All it takes to get started is a single text message. You'll get an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card when you text TITAN11 to 85850. Bosley will show you, for free, how great your hair could look. You'll also see, for free, why you're losing hair and how to get it back. Women and men all over the country trust Bosley because they're America's number one hair restoration expert. Ahead of the curve with the latest technology. And the best part? Bosley has permanent solutions to hair loss. You'll love what they'll do for your hair. So drop what you're doing long enough to send a text. Get your free information kit and gift card for $250 off by texting TITAN11 to 85850. Don't forget, that's TITAN11 to 85850.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Minnesota Democratic Representative Ilhan Omar and Michigan Democratic Representative Rashida Tlaib were blocked Thursday from entering Israel as some accused the two elected officials of continuously making anti-Semitic remarks while serving in Congress. The American Israel Public Affairs Committee has come out and said that every member of Congress should be able to visit Israel. Jonathan Shazer is the Senior Vice President of Research at the Foundation for Defense of Democracies, and he reacts to AIPAC jumping into the fray.
Really, at the end of the day, this organization's goal is to ensure that there is a strong U.S.-Israel alliance, and they want to try to ensure that if there are any fissures, that they are able to be repaired. So I don't find this surprising at all.
The Philadelphia DA says a suspected gunman who shot six police officers will face more than enough charges to keep him in prison for life. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
This is Shell Rotella Gas Truck. This is truck oil. This is hunting, fishing, camping way off the grid oil. This is climbing mountains in the rain, snow, and mud oil. This is hauling the world's greatest tailgate party halfway across the country, oil. This is not top-down cruising to the corner store for cupcakes oil. This is Shell Rotella Gas Truck, just for your truck and SUV, oil. Find Shell Rotella Gas Truck at your local Advance Auto Parts today.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I certainly didn't want to spend a whole lot of time on Jeffrey Epstein, but we will. I've just come to that conclusion because more and more things will break over time. And the Democrats right now have to figure out how to spin Epstein to be somehow related to Trump. It's really funny to watch the news cycle over this stuff. It's been fun to watch. Because there was a panic when he got arrested. I warned you. I told you the minute Epstein got arrested, big panic, predicted his demise, jokingly said what I really believed in my heart was a possibility that Epstein would get whacked, and certainly he got whacked. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to KJRadio.com. Download the show there if you want to call 844-551-8255. So, there's more information about Epstein. You have to see these messages, but it was a New York Post article about his creepy phone messages. And all this came in the document dump. And here's what it says. Transcript of phone messages left for multimillionaire pedophile. Now he's no longer a billionaire. Which include talk of providing him with females. Were revealed in documents unsealed in connection with a defamation case against the perv's alleged recruiter. So the idea here was that they're shifting gears because Epstein's dead. They're going to go to this recruiter. And by the way, I have to admit, I love going back and looking at all the pictures of Epstein at various parties and the people that he's partying with, all these elitists, these leftist elitists. Hollywood, New York, filled with people that knew everything about Epstein, watched him bringing these, you know, teenage girls, maybe early 20s, worst case. And as that reporter said, we were talking about earlier in the broadcast, James Stewart, was talking about how he had girls that were right on the cusp, too close for comfort, and given Epstein's reputation. And for the record, at the time when he interviewed the guy, he was 65 years old, and he says the girl that answered the door was late teens, maybe 20. Epstein is 65 years old. Look, I'm not a prude. I can see 20-year-old girls, I'm talking about stacked. That's a old, you know, term for the girl was built, right? And stacked. And they're absolutely gorgeous to look at, right? You see the new Victoria's Secret models and whatever else, and runway models. And you know what I see? I see very, very lovely girls that have the intellect of 20-year-old girls, and I have no interest in them. Beautiful to look at. Amazing, like a work of art. You just look at, you go, you know there's a God when you see these Victoria's Secret girls. Where do they find these girls? You see them. But maybe it's my old eyes. Okay, but I look at them and I go, that's a beautiful girl who the only thing you could possibly want to do with this girl, well, two things. One is carnal knowledge, right? I mean, she's beautiful, boo, bam, you know, wow, wow, wow. And the other is eye candy. But if you're 40 plus years old and you're dating a 20-year-old girl, I mean, I would even go younger than that, 35, but I'd go 40. I get it, midlife crisis, right? But over 40 years old, if you're interested in 20-year-old girls, you got an ego problem. I mean, I'm just telling you, you got an ego problem. Because there are women well within your, you know, in the 40 to 50-year range, and I'm, at that point, it's all bets are off. If a woman's over 40 years old and she wants to marry an 80-year-old guy, she can make that decision. A 20-year-old girl, look, you have no interest in a dude except his money. No interest. Unless you got daddy issues, you don't have any interest. So, it's eye candy or gold digger. Those are the two choices. So, if Epstein thinks he's fooling somebody, like, yeah, check out my eye candy, man, you know. And I don't care. Look, I am built. I'm a cute dude. According to Deb, I got a nice voice. You know, I got it going on. Especially for my age, people would never believe. They never believe my age. They never do. And I've always looked younger than my age. But I'm telling you right now, if I was dating a 20-year-old girl, looking as good as I think I look, and I am rather handsome, but I'd be fooling myself. Look, the minute you go to a mall and you start seeing these 25, 30-year-old hard-body dudes, you start getting all insecure. you start going, boy, I got to fatten up the wallet because there ain't nothing you can do physically. Everything for you is downhill. Everything for these kids is uphill. Forget about it. So it's either totally sex and I want to show some eye candy, and the eye candy is embarrassing because people are looking at you going, dude, we know you the old dude. Yeah, you got a little cash. Okay, congratulations. But your girl she's going to either inherit your cash and then go find herself a young dude, or she's going to go find herself a young dude. There you go. So it isn't even as much ego food as these knuckleheads believe. But going back to this, they said the photos of the telephone message books were obtained by authorities through a search warrant in 2005 and include communication from Jean-Luc Brunel, a modeling agency honcho who is alleged to have had sex with one of Epstein's teenaged accusers. He just did a good one, 18 years. She spoke to me and said, I love Jeffrey, Brunel said in an undated phone call, according to a photo of the message in the book. Here's another one. He has a teacher for you to teach you how to speak Russian, Brunel said in another phone call, according to documents. She's 2x8, 16 years old. So they put 16 in brackets, but she says she's 2x8 years old, not blonde. Lessons are free. And you can have first today if you call. So they're speaking in code. You know, she's 2x8 years old, not blonde. Lessons are free. You can have first today. First lesson. Let me ask you, how much Russian do you think Jeffrey Epstein spoke? Number one. And number two, now that message is there, don't be surprised if Nadler and Schiff decide Donald Trump, he's in collusion. Oh, boy. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, talking about Jeffrey Epstein and his ilk, leftists who were with him. Look, I'm not going to tell you that there aren't conservatives that followed Epstein. I'm not going to say that. I don't even care. Whoever's with Epstein, as far as I'm concerned, if you're a pedophile, if you're taking advantage of these kids and you can't think of them the way you should be, shame on you. But regardless, what I will tell you is the majority, overwhelming majority of the people who are involved with Epstein in this scandal are leftist Democrats, so-called progressives, the people who claim they want to help youngsters, the people who claim they are the purveyors of the Me Too movement are the very people, not just the men, who are taking advantage of these young, impressionable girls, trying to normalize it, and then guilt you into believing that you've got a problem with misogyny or, you know, sexuality and all these other things. You're the one with the problem, not them. That interview that Epstein gave was more than revealing. He's not repentant. And for the record, neither is Bill Clinton. The only thing Bill Clinton is upset about is he got caught. How dare you go and die and get caught up in a scandal, Jeffrey Epstein? You assured us anonymity when we decided to get in the sack with you, so to speak. That's what they're mad about. And the reason why Epstein is dead is because that ire, that anger, was based on his friends, the people, the very people that he hooked up with all these young girls, or one of them, or a cabal of them, got together and figured out how to make him deader than disco. And these guards got paid. I'm just telling you, this is common sense here. I don't have any evidence except common sense. This is what's happened. Anyway, back to these messages. Other messages from unknown callers include communications such as, I have a female for him. Want to know if she can bring her friend with tonight. The messages were taken by Epstein, by someone answering his calls and writing the information down on paper. They were made public as part of 2,000 documents that were unsealed in the Manhattan federal court related to Virginia Giffra's defamation lawsuit against British socialite Ghislaine Maxwell. And I want to get to her in just a bit. So, again, these are the people that take advantage of folks. In fact, it goes on. Here's what was kind of funny to me. In the deposition, Giffra claimed that she was trafficked to MIT professor Marvin Minsky, who died in 2016 at the age of 88, as well as former Senator George Mitchell, ex-New Mexico Governor Bill Richardson, and money manager Glenn Dubin, whose wife Eva is an ex-girlfriend of Epstein. Yeah. And it gets far worse. That 2,000 documents is going to make a lot of books. But I want to get to Ghislaine Maxwell
this
here.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Ghislaine Maxwell, the setup girl for Jeffrey Epstein. Beautiful woman. Very beautiful woman. And I bet very accomplished, wealthy, stylish, all of it. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. Epstein hung around beautiful women. But he had one state. He's like the R. Kelly of these rich white billionaires. He has no interest in a woman once she's over 22 years old or, you know, 24 years old. For him, she might as well be grandma Moses. You know, she's those is older than Moses' toes. He has no interest. Like Woody Allen. You know, a girl gets over 20. Woody's like, what? I don't want to hang around that old woman. And it's funny because these guys are, you know, 60, 70 years old. In the case of this MIT professor, 88 years old when he died in 2016. And Jeffrey Epstein is hooking this old dude up. I don't know. Did he have a patent on some? Probably. I mean, wouldn't you take any one of these stories? I swear there's a book on any one of them. Why did Jeffrey Epstein hook up with this MIT professor? This dude's probably got 50 patents on stuff. He's probably considered a mover and a shaker. I mean, MIT professors are no joke. But they're leftists too. So, who knows why Epstein decided to hook this dude up, because maybe he got in on a patent, or he got some inside information on a patent, which is how he made his money. This one of the things that's in question about Jeffrey Epstein is how he made his money. I know how he made his money. He made his money by saying, you do me a favor, I'll make sure you get your rocks off with people and, you know, these young girls. You can indulge in any fantasy you want on, you know, on Pedophile Island or whatever they called it, Sex Island, Rape Island. Whatever you want, I will have it for you on my island. I am the governor. I am the president. I am the law and order. You come here, anything you want. I want you to imagine Caligula going there and just going, I had no... Caligula would be, man, and here I thought I was a freak. Kevin Jackson, you listening to KJRadio.com. Yeah, the dude who wrote the Kama Sutra would be like, dude, I'm sorry. He would be apologizing for writing that little old, you know, Dr. Seuss book on sex. Going to Epstein Island. Are you kidding? Look, I don't even want to know what freaky is out there. Because people are, Kevin, you're such a square. You know what? Fine. I'm okay with being a square. Yeah. I don't need to be a shepherd and you tell me how great the sheep are. Uh-uh. No. No, 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 no. Yeah, there's a... sex is... Look, let's just... We're human beings. Sex feels good, and it's of the mind anyway. So what do you got to go get your freak on? Like I said, the more money these people have, the more freaky. And I've used the idea that they like pregnant Guatemalan midgets. Just, you know, transsexual midgets. Pregnant transsexual Guatemalan midgets. Oh, man, Jeffrey Epstein's like, I just got in a fresh batch of transsexual Guatemalan pregnant midgets. Jeffrey, I'll be there. I just got to dump Hillary in and I'll be right there, brother. I can just imagine the phone calls with this guy. And it's not funny in the sense that these are young people from all over the world who are, you know, doing this stuff. Who, you know, I mean, and there's no shortage of them. I mean, and what's funny, the Democrats will claim, we got to stop all this sex trafficking. And let me tell you, find out who's saying they want to stop. It's a Democrat that says, we got to get a hold of this sex trafficking because this sex trafficking is out of control. I guarantee you, that dude is a freak involved in sex trafficking. Yeah, you heard it here. Kevin Jackson teaching you how to interpret Democrat, a.k.a. stupidies, or whatever you want to call it. Because it is a language all its own, but it's easy to understand. Because they will tell you the exact thing they're doing by what they propose they're not doing. Or they're going to try to get a handle on. CBS News correspondent Holly Williams reported, documents unsealed contain allegations that Maxwell, the close acquaintance of Epstein, played an important role in the late billionaire's financier's sexual abuse ring, directing underage girls to have sex with Epstein and others. Maxwell strenuously denies the allegations, but her current whereabouts are unknown. Multiple victims claim Ghislaine Maxwell was a personal participant in recruiting them. She's going to get an award from the National Organization of Women. She's going to be the Me Too movement spokesperson pretty soon. Don't think Ghislaine Maxwell, her career is over. No, she's got a beautiful career. History will rewrite the books about this woman because leftists write the history books and they will make her a martyr. She will be the mother freaking Teresa of the freakazoids. Maxwell has been described as Epstein's ex-girlfriend and assistant, his best friend, according to Epstein, and a socialite who helped connect him with the wealthy and famous. This is a woman who went out. She was the go-between. She found out about your freak. She was the one that would go up and have a conversation with a dude, find out, no, he's into 10-year-old boys. And she'd say, Jeffrey can hook you up. She was that person. She was that buffer where Epstein didn't have to do the dirty work himself. And because she's an attractive woman. But once she passed whatever the age was where Jeffrey Epstein, you know, was like, okay, no, you're too old. You're 30. You're 30 and hot to most people. Not to Epstein. You look like I said, you look like Grandma Moses. He was done with you by the time you're 30, well before that. So she wanted to keep in contact. She liked him. He was personable. He was rich. He was a mover and a shaker. He had much information on so many people. I want you to think about the handful of people out there who hold the secrets of the world's most powerful men in their grasp. And they're so well trusted. These people realize when they get those secrets, they're putting their lives at risk and they hold them. I mean, I will give you this. That is a special person to know. Somebody that will not rat you out under any circumstances. That's a special person to know. I get why I want you to understand the psychology of this. The psychology of this is we all want that person or those people. We all want that person who is willing to die with whatever secret you whisper in their ear. Everybody wants that person. You want them because that's a person you can confide in. That's the sanity that you get to keep. Now, people that can afford it pay somebody like that. They're like a mental prostitute. I hate to put it this way, but they are. A shrink. You tell them, they say, I've got, you know, a doctor-patient privilege, so you pay for that person. But you know what's more beautiful is when you find that person on your own. That person you can say whatever. And here's what I'll tell you. Here's the sad thing. It's usually not your mate. It's not your mate. It may not even be your, quote, best friend. It'll be somebody that you share that with. And that's what Epstein was able to tap into. That shared commonality of freaky. And so everybody was sworn to secrecy because of the freakiness. And you build this strange kind of a bond and friendship because of it. Think of it as a club. You like to hunt, you know, foxes, pardon the pun. But I'm talking about real foxes, and they outlaw it in Britain, but you still want to hunt foxes, right? So you find people, I sure miss the fox hunt, so do I. Yeah, let's get together and drink and regale the fox hunt. And you go and you talk about it, and you have all the fantasies around it, and you may occasionally go on a fox hunt, but you can't let anybody know, right? Because it's been outlawed. The British-born socialite even founded a charitable environmental group. But Maxwell has also been described as a madam. Now, why did I bring up her charitable work? Because what has she found? A charitable environmental group. See, that's a cover. Oh, look at what Ghislaine Maxwell and Jeffrey are doing. They formed an environmental group that's going to help the environment. Yeah. It's a cover. That's what these people do. They cover up their stuff. They know that, you know, there's only so much you can use. Well, first of all, they got heavy protection with all these other people, but then they get involved in charities. I guarantee you that's not the only charitable work they've done. You will find at some point that these people not only helped the environment, they did something to help young teen girls or young teens or children in general or whatever. Guarantee you. You'll find money that goes to that. That's to pay for their sins. They believe that they've, you know, assuaged their guilt by doing such. And guess what? Ghislaine had a non-prosecution agreement that granted her immunity.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.